From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Apple has been resisting a court that has ordered it to unlock the encryption on the iPhone 5C used by one of the alleged mass killers in San Bernardino, California. In an email to Apple staff today, CEO Tim Cook is calling for a congressional commission to be set up to look into this intersection of new tech, intelligence gathering, and law enforcement. Cook is projecting this as a matter of civil liberties, and it's clear he would like a group of experts to figure out what the limits are when it comes to privacy. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Address the new privacy capabilities of smartphones and the legitimate needs of law enforcement with another D.C. commission? And then Congress have to pass a law in this partisan environment? But Peter Swire, a computer privacy expert at Georgia Tech, says that could work.
Legislation has a chance of passing when both sides have something to lose. Government is risking getting told that it can't move forward. Apple is risking being told it has to make software changes it doesn't want to have to make. So government and Apple may have a middle ground where they can agree to some sorts of government access while still keeping cybersecurity strong.
And the alternative is how this issue is being decided now, says Daniel Weitzner, director of the MIT Internet Policy Research Initiative.
You have a question of significant technology policy, privacy policy, international competitiveness being decided by one court sitting in Southern California.
And involving just one company, Apple, which Weitzner says hardly anyone in government or the technology industry thinks is a good idea. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.